Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then I passed out and went to sleep. I wasn't drinking anything. And I thought, woke up in the morning, and Carla says something like, "Did you leave that on?" And I'm like, all of that just got sucked out of my body.
Gone.
All that goodwill. All that love just went, just floated away. Way, way, way back, I had a personal trainer for a while. Didn't like the environment and then blew out my back. And when that was all it took for me. The guy had me do one more rep and I heard, boing.
Yeah.
Oh, my spine, like, boing. And that was like 3 weeks. What?
But if someone asks now, hey, you should join a gym, you're like, you know, they're mostly closed.
Well, the lifestyle I've had for the past 30 years is all of a sudden being very responsible.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another big week in the news. We've got another convention coming. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. To the best of my knowledge, you have the president's family members speaking every single night, and they say they might do more live, and it could be interesting. I heard somebody from the other team say, listen, even if you find it distasteful, I think you should watch it. I'm in that camp, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you disagree politically with the president, you should still watch the convention. You should see it. It's the only system we have, people. You have a two-party system, so you might as well dive in and watch it. And as you know, I'm a bit of a political junkie, so I figure I like to watch it all.
Yeah.
I like to kind of,
it's sport for you.
It's sport. I didn't watch all of the Democratic National Convention. I bailed on certain things.
You didn't need to. You didn't need to because you already know the answer to that convention.
You need to watch it if you want to talk at an informative level about it.
I think there'll be a little bit more of an element of excitement with this one because who knows what to expect. And also, there's the whole answering factor because they've
got
to.
Are you saying, Rob Spiewak, that you think I would be watching the convention this week to hope for some sort of surprise or gaffe? Is that
perhaps?
No.
Perhaps I'm only putting
nothing
it out
could be further from
putting it
truth.
Out as a possibility. That's all, you know.
Now Oscar says that the people that produce these things are both the same on both teams. That they're so you're saying the first thing I'm going to be looking for. Yes. I might even text you when I watch it tonight. The first thing I'm going to be looking for is similar video patterns of the.
Okay, so
if I don't get that, I'm going to say, come on.
Anything back? I'm saying they're all professionals. They all get paid extremely well during these COVID-19 times not to F anything up. So,
okay. All right.
And I'll give you.
I'm not necessarily talking. Yeah. And from a video production standpoint, that's the one. I'll look at that. It doesn't really look professional.
So I'll give you
I'm
tooling around in Olney, Maryland, searching for things for my mom so she doesn't leave the house.
We'll have a Mama Santana update on the show today, ladies and gentlemen.
After spending 3 hours on the line with Ponyboy Matt Bloom on a Sunday, which is always fun.
Oh, he's good company.
Yeah, he's great company. When he starts to weep, it's the hardest part.
No, don't make him cry again.
Can I hang up, please? Can I hang up now?
I'm not a
monster.
Can I
hang up?
We just want things right.
That's all.
So, I didn't know you were talking to Pony this week, and I thought you were just taking Rob to a timing camp this week.
No, we're good.
Just kidding, of course.
The news breaks, how this convention's coming up, and we're in D.C., so it's top of mind. And they start trickling out all these, Vice President Pence is going to be at a historic location. And we know this because the permits came down and the permits look like he's going to have a live audience and they're going to build a stage. If they're building stages at different locations, Mike, for this production, my expectations are high.
We're not supposed to, but we were privy to it. Vice President Mike Pence will be speaking at the new location in order to celebrate their new opening of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jot. I love it.
It's going to be great. It's
very, very exciting.
I thought you were going to say First Mariner Arena in Baltimore.
No.
But it's theater. It's the system. It's the system we have. And yes, I know. I know Democrats, fellow Democrats. I know you are riddled with anxiety now. I know you are. Maybe a lot of Republicans are filled with that same kind of anxiety, except for Don O'Brien on his boat parade. But anyway,
for those that want to be in the know, you want to watch for. Because really, it's a pep rally.
It's a pep rally. Or in the case of the Democrats, they called it an infomercial, which I think it was.
So sure. What? Mm-hmm. How do you spew what has been the party line for Donald Trump? And I'm not going to put Republicans into it, just Donald Trump. How do you spew everything that's gone sideways? And how do you spin, more importantly, everything that's gone sideways in the past, let's say, 4 or 5 months.
For that.
Yes.
I have an answer for that. You bring up your wife and you, excuse me. Oh, boy,
oh dear. Something got brought up.
What's going on with that? I swear to God, I'm ready for Sigourney Weaver to come in with a sieve. What's going on? Anyway, it's
just as Michael Mayer was talking about the Republican convention, his chest blew open.
Yeah.
He undid a button. Your wife. Now,
yes.
You bring your one son, you bring your other son, you bring your daughter, you bring your other daughter.
It's family, family, family.
It's family every night. It's family. The key speakers are going to be five family members are going to be speaking, which is not unusual. I mean, you get the family members with with the other team too. That's the way.
Yeah, they got a good looking family.
It probably won't be his sister though.
Are you talking about are you talking about Biden's granddaughters? Is that what you're talking about? Please say you're not talking
about.
I wasn't
about?
Thinking about that.
No.
The Biden granddaughters.
I was eyeballing one or two of them. I was like, oh, I was like, yeah.
Very charismatic. You can't argue with the beauty of Ivanka or Melania. They're gorgeous.
Oh, you can't fight that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely.
But that
it's
also
wonderful.
The Biden daughters, with respect to them.
Donald Trump Jr. is not a bad looking kid either.
Yeah, Mike,
bad looking man. He's a 40 year old man.
Let's put the politics aside for a second and just be men.
Yes, let's talk.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They seem like very smart, well-rounded young ladies, the Biden daughters do. They seem like they're realistic.
The granddaughters.
The granddaughters. They're right. They're realists. They wouldn't be rude to you at home. They feel like it feels like you could have
a real partnership
with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the other party, this is just one man's perspective. I'm not going to put Mike or Rob into this. It seems like if you're in that stratosphere, it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look. It's
and DT
very
Jr.
difficult.
As well. He's a lot of work, it looks like.
It's very difficult to be in the
DTJ.
Public eye.
Yeah, DTJ.
Very, very. DTJ, you know, and, by the way, to be completely honest, I think that outside, if you're ranking, if you have the power rankings of the attractiveness of the family, the outlier would probably be Eric.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He would probably be the outlier.
He's more like a everyman.
He's just, he doesn't have, I think that Donald Trump Jr. has that kind of tanned, dark black beard, rugged. I think, and then Eric has just a different look to him.
Right? I think Eric probably has a good personality.
He's not as dreamy.
Eric's
DTJ.
Is the nicer one of the brothers. I feel like DTJ looks like he just pillaged a village and just is like walking out. He's like, yeah, we got all their gold.
But if you're going to cast a movie, you're going to probably hire DTJ.
Yeah.
As opposed to Eric.
Okay, but DTJ would be Hans Zimmer and Eric would be Bruce Willis.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And then when you talk about Kamala, her husband, he's not going to get any movie roles either. He's not, it's obvious to me she did not marry the man for looks. He's a kind man. He's a good looking. When you talk, can I say one thing about Vice President Biden?
Boy, you are a flatterer, Mike. You're a kind man.
I'm just being honest. I'm being honest on both sides. I'm assessing men on both sides, which I believe is the last thing in the politically correct world that I can do, is that I can offer a simple physical assessment of the
men. I didn't really eyeball Kamala's husband. Let me look at him.
He's goofy looking, in my opinion. But he's a really good guy. I think he's a really good guy. So that's fine. And I think he's going to be phenomenal if he gets if she gets the gig. Let me get back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I remember seeing Joe Biden speak in Sarasota in 2016.
Right.
In that campaign. And I remember nobody, they had all these different politicians up on stage from national office and local office. There was a level of rumpledness in each and every one. It was late in the day. Joe Biden walked up and he looked like the way he wore his suit. And if you really watch the way he wears a suit, his suit, he looks like a mannequin at an upscale men's store.
Oh, yeah, it's tailored.
Oh, you know what? He's not that
goofy looking.
That
guy's good looking.
He's better looking than I am, and he's certainly not fat.
No,
so, that's good.
I think right, that, I think we might
not,
see
maybe
a
he's
change.
Not as bad looking.
We might see a change in that hairstyle before November.
If he had a beard, he could square off his jaw.
Yeah,
now, why would he have a change in the hairstyle? Why would he have a change
in
the hairstyle?
I think it's creeping back a little bit. I think he could probably do better than that.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm open to my hairline, too.
Yeah, well, also not going to be the second man in the second husband.
Yeah, but I have made the move, maybe with the COVID, because I haven't gotten a real haircut. Right. I've made the move right to left with the hairline. As opposed to straight back that I had when I was doing that, and I got it buzzed on the sides. Mm. This is the hair I have.
Just like your politics.
That's my hair.
That's right. Moving to the left.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Skewing to the left.
Which, by the way, is dangerously close to my father's hairline in the friggin' 80s. 70s and 80s.
Oh, no.
Which means it's going away. And all I have to do, I'm up here with my cousins. All I have to do is look around and I see my genes. They're all older than I am. And I see what I'm going to look like in a couple of years.
The future. It's the future. It's like looking into a mirror. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, and really, if you want me to look dramatically different, put me in the gym for 5.5 hours every day, Monday through Friday, and that would affect a change. Otherwise, not going to happen. And I ain't going to the gym for an hour, much less 5.5. I might do some aerobic stuff, you know,
sure.
Ride a bike or something like that.
This must be the greatest era for the lazy and I would say uninhibited just slugs, because you don't have, when you, like, if someone says you should go to the gym, like, gyms are dangerous places. Like, you can just literally tell
them really,
that.
You know, I never processed it that way because I was not a gym rat ever.
Yes.
Right. I did it way back, way back. I had a personal trainer for a while, didn't like the environment, and then blew out my back. And when that was all it took for me, the guy had me do one more rep and I heard, boing.
Yeah. Oh,
my spine, like, boing. And that was like 3 weeks. What?
You should join a gym. You're like, you know, they're mostly closed.
Well, the lifestyle I've had for the past 30 years is all of a sudden being very responsible. I'm a hero in my house.
You and I both know that it has a lot to do. It's good to work out. It's good to get the aerobic activity, but it's more about what you put in your mouth than we know that. I mean, look, you're dealing with two ridiculously fat people that know what it takes. And it takes Rob and I have been, Rob's been not as fat as he's been.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've been not as fat as I've been. Mm-hmm. But to get to that level,
next level.
Yeah.
First of all, at 61, get out of here. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to walk in. I would work 5.5 hours a day in the gym, walk in to a cocktail party. What am I going to do? Take my shirt off? You know, take eugenics like Frank Thomas. You know, I'm not doing that.
I love that Frank.
61.
Frank,
you know,
does not need help down below. You know what I mean?
No.
He's like, my husband.
But that whole talk about, you know, I'm sitting here trying to be politically correct. And when you talk about the Frank Thomas eugenics, that's the most sexist thing. And by the way, now that I'm taking this pill, look at the ladies looking at me. It's like gross. Yeah. It's gross.
Well, Doug Flutie, I can see him wanting it.
Sure.
I think Doug Flutie might have been small in stature, but not small. Look, none of those athletes.
They used to
spend a lot of time with
professionals.
I've been in locker rooms with professional athletes.
Yeah,
okay,
I
have been
out there a lot, right?
No, when I skated with the Washington Capitals alumni team, I have had the privilege.
Is Omara still in the locker room? Yeah, he just won't come out.
He won't come out. Why does he still have his hockey pants on? Here's the strangest thing.
Yes.
When I skated with the Washington Capitals alumni, you had former NHL hockey players that played on my team. The only reason I was included is because they all listened to me on the radio, and I developed a lot of friendships with these guys. But these were big burly guys and big athletic burly guys. I am here to tell you, by and large, they are, how do I say this politically correctly?
Yes.
They are, because they have the athletic genes where they've got, yeah. They've got big muscles. They're mm-hmm. very muscular. Mm-hmm. Well, they're very, I can say it this way. They're very muscular everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's it. I mean, there are exceptions, like anything. But there was one guy that played high level hockey, but he wasn't a player. He wasn't an NHL guy, but he was.
You can confirm
he was an outlier, and they made jokes about him because of it, because it was that noticeable. I mean, like wow. Ron Jeremy.
So you can confirm the BDE that's the in the locker rooms.
Yeah,
BDE. What's that mean?
Big energy.
And there you have it. After the mic, we stopped dancing.
The tradition was we would play a game or a practice, and we'd have a little hockey, and then somebody, each week, one different player would bring in a case of Labatt's beer, the Canadian beer,
right?
And we'd have we'd knock back a few beers in the locker room. Everybody go their separate ways, go home. It's like a Sunday night. We used to do this. I was in my early 30s when I played hockey with these guys, and I was still fat. But I wasn't as fat, obviously, as I am now. But I noticed that there was a little insecurity there.
Well, everyone
not to the point where, you know, I would get dressed, but I would make transitions. My transition from my hockey pants to the hockey underwear that I had on to regular underwear to pants was probably more like this. I can do it with sound, okay?
Okay.
So they'd be sitting there, and you'd have a guy sitting there having a conversation with another guy with a Labatt's, and he's sitting there with his gazanga hanging out. And meanwhile, I would be getting my hockey pants off, and my hockey pants, from hockey pants to hockey underwear to regular underwear to street pants, would be like this. That's the way I would do it.
I would.
Meanwhile, the rest of the
team. I don't know how we got on this subject, but we did.
And meanwhile, the rest of the team is having their lovely bottomless cocktail party, just walking around with their
just
beers.
Lingering. They are men who made their livings
right
in locker rooms.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's not a big deal.
It just seems to me. And here's the thing. The reason that they talk about the comfort factor, that they're around this all the time. No, I don't think it is that. I think that. Look, I'm telling the truth here. I don't think this is a theory. This is personal experience. They are comfortable because they are, they're not in a below average situation. Nor was I. I considered myself average. Maybe I would say they were average. Average or above. That's what I would say. All right. But, you know, depending on how cold it was, obviously. That has something to do with it.
You are coming off the ice.
Yes.
But I'd be a liar if I didn't say I thought about it, where I was aware of it.
I think every guy has been in that situation.
Yeah, sure.
And I made a transition very quickly. And then I'd sit there, and here's the thing. They were so open about every topic because they were men of tremendous confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sexual confidence. They would tell their stories, and they would linger on them and stuff like that. Me on the other, and the guy that was that was super big, they make jokes about him. They make jokes about him, like, you know, put that kickstand away and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It was. I'm sorry, I'm telling the truth about the locker room. This is a locker room story. I can tell. I'm 61 years old now.
Great.
I, on the other hand, I would try to make the transition to street clothes.
Yes.
In a way that did not draw attention to myself. Yeah. Not because I was so woeful that I was worried about that.
No.
But just because I didn't think that I was.
It's a tough environment.
It is.
Yeah.
You're playing at a higher level.
By the way, the fatter you get, as Rob would testify, the more that becomes, you know, it becomes.
Exactly.
The bigger your tummy, the smaller your, that's what it.
Have you ever seen the game Operation?
Yes.
With the gentleman laying on the table?
Yes.
Just picture that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to be censored at all.
And there was a guy we skated with, played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, Gary Risling. He was Mario Lemieux's first roommate in hockey. Fantastic human being, great guy. Don't know what he's doing now. I know he's sick for a while, so I hope he's okay. Uh-huh. Or if he's not, my thoughts go out. He had that great Canadian accent, which is kind of, they have this, there's some of these guys talk like that. It's got that flat little thing that they do. You know, it sounds like that. And I got hold of when my father was dying, I got hold of a video camera to videotape one of my practices, and I think maybe one of my games, with to show my dad that I was skating with these NHL players, and he knew a couple of them. Alan Hangsleben came to mind, a guy who used to play for the Caps, who also played for the Whalers up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he was a great guy. I mean, he was an idol of mine. I was so excited when Hank came out and played hockey with us. I really was, it was just really, really special. And so I'm videotaping. Gary said, hey, if you want, I'll take your camera and I'll videotape you while you're on one of your shifts. What followed was one of the funniest moments you would ever hear, because he was a jokester. He was a funny guy. So Gary takes the camera and not only is videotaping me, but begins to do play-by-play.
Oh, no.
And it was, by the way, my father was not well, but my father had tears coming out of his eyes about this play-by-play. So Gary Risling gets it, and he's got me. He goes, well, now the puck goes over into the left corner. There's O'Mara. There he is. Gathering speed. And gathering speed became, because I was slow compared to the other guys, and it was phenomenal. I will never, ever, I can never repay Gary for doing that, because it made my dad laugh so much. They were just so funny doing the play-by-play.
Funny.
And they were men's men. I miss my hockey nights.
It and was, then after so that, the fun. Video camera went right into the locker room. And
take a look at this guy. You think he's in the right profession there? I don't think so, eh? Hey, look at that day. It looks like he ought to be in adult films, doesn't it? Yeah, there you go. But they were good. It was a wonderful short period of time in my life, and I really enjoyed it. And I think that I was not so incompetent that it was comic relief, because I played high school hockey, so I knew what I was doing out there. But I certainly wasn't at the level of these guys, but they had me around, and it was a rush to play with real professional hockey players. It was a very very wonderful time on the ice. Then off the ice, when I'd be in the locker room, I'd go home and look online to see if there were any supplements that I could take.
See, when you miss, did this, I need some high sticking supplements.
Where did you skate? Because this is before they had the arena Benfield, in Boston.
Look up Benfield Ice Arena. See if Benfield, I'll look it up. See if Benfield Ice Arena is still a thing.
A thing, okay.
Because they bulldoze these places once in a while. Let me see. It's probably still there. I don't know.
What city is it in?
Let me see.
It's in
called
Maryland.
Arundel. The landmark Benfield Pines, right, used and enjoyed by figure skaters, as it is, has gone on permanent. Benfield Ice Rink closed. When did it close? This one, you know, you're really old, because you open up a story
just like Landover
this.
Mall. Who knew?
I'm looking it up right now, and it's slow. When was this closed? Oh God!
I'm sure it was recent.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a Yelp. You could take
Yelp. If it was Yelp,
you
it's
could take
been the last
Yelp
10
and
years.
Blow. Please make Yelp go away. Please go away, Yelp. You don't do anybody any good.
I think Yelp is making Yelp go away, Mike.
Yeah,
good.
Mike just gave a bad Yelp review to Yelp. Mike, I got it closing in May of 2005. That's 15 years ago. So
what
it's no longer
way to
there.
Start the show. Yes, that's when you know you're
it's
old.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know they were supposed to do my scene today?
Today?
Yeah. You know, they told me that they wanted me to walk down the block carrying this bag of groceries, you know? So I start to walk, and I trip, and the grocery bag goes flying, and Woody starts laughing.
He was laughing?
Oh, yeah. He was drinking something that started to come out of his nose.
Oh.
So then what?
I got a line in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got a line in a Woody Allen movie? You're in the movie. Is he in the scene?
Oh, yeah, it's me and him. I might have a whole new career on my hands, huh?
You mean a career?
Is that with Mia Farrow there?
I didn't see him.
What's your line?
Oh, well, okay, I'm there with Woody. You know, I'm at this bar, and I'm, you know, it's Woody Allen. Did I mention that?
Yeah, we got it.
And I'm sitting there with Woody, and I turn to him and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm gonna go break up with Owen.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up. I hear you. I'm coming down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live. It's amazing that I can embarrass myself with 5 minutes into the first show of the week. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I'll be visiting the Podcast Village Studios this coming Thursday. I don't know why I'm mentioning that. Doesn't matter to anybody but our crew. So looking forward to coming down to our nation's capital. And then I'll be gone like as quick as I get there. Anyway,
gone like Benfield Ice Arena.
Yes, after 2005. Quality hockey since before 2005. From Gastonia, North Carolina, Salina, Kansas, Canterbury Village in Warrenton, Virginia, Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, Hampton Township in Pennsylvania, and Bangui in Central African Republic. Is it the Central African Republic?
Everywhere I read, it's just Central African Republic, and that's Central the capital there. That's African the capital.
Bangui. All right, I'll stop there. The program today brought to you by... What is it? Everything sounds naughty to me today. The program brought to you by GiveWell. Because of COVID-19, more people than ever need help. But you need to support the charities where your donation will really make a difference. Enter GiveWell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good for the dollar. The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. GiveWell researches charities and handpicks the highest impact, evidence-backed organizations. Plus, GiveWell takes no fees. I love this concept. Visit GiveWell.org, where you know you can make a difference. Now, if you want to have even more impact, please donate now. Donate soon. Any listeners who become a new GiveWell donor will have their first donation matched up to $100 when you visit GiveWell.org/TMOS and select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last, so get your first donation matched up to $100 at givewell.org/TMOS when you select podcast and Mike O'Mara, and we appreciate that. Thank you. We all got to pull together during these very, very tough times that we're living in. I want to thank Mother Nature for not giving us a direct hit in Southwest Florida. On the way down, which begins this week, we're buttoning up here, and we're going to make our way down there and into stupid land to see how we do.
But so the numbers are better, right? The numbers are better,
As far as... They are better. You gotta take the good with the bad, and I'll take the good any way I can get it. And yes, I see that the Arundel Ice Rink, the landmark Benfield Pines Ice Rink, used and enjoyed by figure skaters, hockey players, and families for 33 years, has gone on permanent defrost. Oh, nice little Baltimore Sun writing there. Way to go, Philip. I'll give you, I don't know whether you're alive or dead, but Philip McGowan wrote a really nice line. It's gone on permanent defrost, closed and leased for warmer sports purposes. That is always so sad. That is always so sad when they close a rink. I've always had it. The Millersville, it was Millersville, Maryland. That's where it was. The building and adjoining space closed in 2005. That's
Mike, if a child was born the day they closed the rink, it would have its learner's permit today. That's how long ago they closed Benfield.
Wow. I don't even know what was what in 2015. Technology's exploded so much. Was Minecraft a thing back there? No, I don't think so. crazy, crazy, crazy. Let's get an Oscar mom update.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait.
Mother. Me and all that. Oscar is, you know, came back to us last week. We were glad to have him. And have you stabilized now after your little vacay? Is everything fine? Are your sleep patterns good and all that wonderful stuff?
What was fun about the vacation is that much of the sleep patterns didn't change because I got to wake up.
Oh, you had to get
nephew.
Up early. Yeah.
Early.
And
right.
If I'm being completely honest, these vacations aren't really vacations because we still have a lot of moving parts for business. And
right.
I talked to Rob at least four or five times the week prior. And
yeah.
And we have.
Answering.
God willing, a good trajectory. You know, if all things being equal, as we tee up hopefully for a solid 2021 for the Mike O'Mara show, because as we mentioned, a lot of the way, and this is why the Patron Society is so important to us, is if you know someone that owns a business, it's been completely decimated this year as far as normal operating procedures,
right.
Because things have changed, right?
Yeah, and that has a domino effect on businesses all over America.
So anyone that's in this space is probably trying to get away, but they're getting away and they still have responsibilities. The one responsibility I don't want to ever get away from, but it's nice too when you can, is my mom.
Right.
And my mom called us every day because my brother and I were in the same location. And it was funny because I was telling my brother, who hadn't been able to see my mom some time, I said, when we go over mom's house, she actually hangs out with us. Because in the past, I would say 20 years, we used to go to my mom's house. She'd cook us something real quick and then go upstairs and watch her stories.
Right. Right.
And every time we go over now, she hangs out with us. She's like a stage five clinger. She will sit there and like really.
Stage, you're referring to your mother.
Yes.
As a stage five
You don't
clinger.
Even have a moment to breathe because she is rattling off her week and her day and things she needs help with.
Yeah.
So. My brother, who is much more more successful in his wife than I am, and my wife, he bought my mom a Dyson, one of these nice, like very expensive. Anyone has seen the $700,000
Dyson? Is.
But the wireless
vacuum.
Guys are like a grand.
All right.
I think it's a V12 or V11, whatever it is.
Can I just weigh in on that? That is effing ridiculous.
Especially if you clean your grill with it. Like a Rube.
You know you want to do? Go grab yourself a $100 shop vac.
Get a Shark.
Yeah.
I would say get a shark. A Shark.
I have Sharks all over my house.
Yes, of course.
Sharks are fantastic. Dyson. It's marketing. That's what you're paying for. Come on. For
a lot of plastic in Dyson, too. I don't like that.
Yeah,
might use more metal parts.
I went to visit my mom yesterday, and like clockwork, she had some beautiful meal that we only have on holidays, which is nice because now I'm being spoiled and treated like the son.
Now you sit on her patio or deck or whatever.
Now we sit in the family room and she stays in the kitchen.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you go inside
like
and she serves.
Back
you
and
can,
forth?
You can, no,
you
can
and
see
Shannon?
This.
Just,
it's an
just
open concept.
Shannon?
You can, yeah, okay. Just Shannon and I and Santos.
Okay.
So, so we all have masks on. It's fine. It's not ideal, but we hang with her.
It's just her.
Yeah.
You're all right.
So
Shannon thinks you're okay.
We get there and there's things that your mom doesn't realize that she's got going on. Half of the appliances aren't plugged in. Like she's the TV doesn't work for some reason, but it's because she had something like the cable guy come and he just didn't hit a button. Like these are all like common old people problems,
right?
As opposed to being where you or I may dwell on them and sit there and try to fix things up, she'll just let it. It's not working. She'll press
better,
the button on the power and it.
A better generation, Mike. A better generation where they don't have to worry about anything because if they don't have it, they never had it in the beginning. Like
that's right.
It was
if the TV is broken, Mike.
Time,
just turn the light off and go to another room.
She said this.
Shut the door behind you.
I said, when did this happen? She said, Wednesday. And she goes, I knew you were coming home, so I just let it go. And I was like, all right, fine. Didn't bother me. We're good. I'll see you on Sunday.
The remote needs batteries. Put it in the drawer.
I'd feel good
shut
if I was
drawer.
A son and my mom was like, I'm feeling like I'm helping.
Oh, this is great. And I go to the Dyson. And the Dyson is still in the same spot of when I took it apart and drilled it into the wall because they have a little holder. And she's enlarged. I was like, Mom, are you using this thing? Because if you're not, I'll take it and I'll use it. And she said, no. I said, you have not moved that. There's no dirt in that Dyson whatsoever. And I can't see that. You didn't even clean it. She goes, fine. One time I use Windex on it. I said, what? No. She goes, yo lo limpié. So she cleaned the Dyson, but didn't use it to clean her home.
So she's like dusting it.
Yes.
And is it by the stairs?
It's right in the laundry room next to her new washer and dryer.
That's a wireless one.
It's a wire. Jack it out and roll it out.
Cordless, baby.
You can, extend it and like do the high. Yeah. So high this is
and it's light for her rheumatoid arthritis, so she doesn't have to walk around with her cartoon size. What she has an electro voice or not electro voice electro. What's an electro? It's an old
stem.
Vacuum. No, it's an electro.
Oh, Electrolux.
Electrolux, which is.
Oh my God, that's what she used to have.
She used to troll. It's like a dinosaur. It's yeah, a dinosaur.
That had like the big canvas bag on it.
It's
right?
heavy. Yeah, it's super
it
heavy.
It says Victory in Europe on it. I mean, it's.
It's old. It's old.
I said.
So she's not using.
So I said, Mom, I'm taking it home. I was like, this is not being used. It's been here for 3 weeks, or I would say maybe even a month, not being used. I was like, you're going to hurt your back with Electrolux. You won't give that up. I'm going to go ahead and take this thing home and use it at my house.
Yeah, because you can get a full house vacuuming in 6 minutes.
And within the 30-minute span they give you on that battery to vacuum, yes.
Really? He just has to turn it on.
So
is it really a 30-minute?
Because it has 3 gears,
battery?
And the boost is the most, the highest.
There's Dyson. 30 minutes? What if you got a big carpet?
I
job
think it's
to
meant
do.
For like a quick company's coming over, zoom, right. Zoom, living room,
okay,
you're done.
Okay, yeah, see, that's Dyson.
Well, company doesn't come over anymore. Do you really want to clean with it?
Right.
And at that point, she becomes defense. It's like you're fighting, like our 6 feet radius closed in because she saw me taking it off the wall to take home. I was seriously going to take it home. I was like, this is a waste of money. I was like, I'm going to tell Jose you're not using it. And this is when she grabs it. Out of my hands. There's a struggle ensues between son and
she knows
and mom.
It's valuable. She's
yes,
like her
knows
son.
The value.
She knows it's valuable.
Yeah, but I use things that are valuable. I don't just stare at them. And
I understand, but you like the fact that it's in your head that your brother bought that vacuum for her for like a gazillion dollars.
And Mike, remember, what is a cordless vacuum but a gadget? And right. His soul is filled with gadgets. He wants that gadget.
But it's also me being frustrated with my mom that we're trying to help her at any turn. At this point, a struggle ensues, and Shannon walks around the corner. She goes, what's going on? I was like, my mom's not using this. We're taking it. And she said, no. Grabs it and starts vacuuming. Like, literally vacuuming the house as
to
we're
show off.
To show off for I can see. I can do this. She's turned into a child. When you're about to take away, like, their TI-84 calculator because they're not using it because you need to do the mortgage on it and someone needs to be using it, they're like, no, I need my graphics calculator back because I'm actually going to do my homework.
Is it the torque drive?
It's the V12, V11. I don't know what it was, but
it's the V11?
Yes.
That's $600.
Yes! Hello?
That is a $600 vacuum.
You're spitting in my brother's face if you don't use this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
for that, it should be a riding mower.
She started
riding vacuum.
I agree with you.
Riding vacuum.
So she started.
Sorry, Rob. They haven't been invented.
She
yet.
Started vacuuming all like the entire house. And it's cute. It's sweet. It's fine. At the end, I was like, see how easy that was? And she said, yes, my back doesn't hurt. I don't have
to hold. Oh, wait. This V11 is $799. Does it have a red tube?
It does. It does.
Oh, it's the big one. The $800 vacuum cleaner.
Spare no expense.
The Dyson V11 outsize cordless vacuum.
It's the latest model. I haven't seen one in the wild like this. It's got a bigger canister. Great. So, moral of the story. Pretend to take your parents' stuff away if they don't use it, and they will use it. They will start using it. They'll remind themselves what they have it for. But if they're just Windexing their expensive gadgets, just take it home.
But she was looking out for the resale value. She wanted
it to be
clean.
She's cleaning it instead of using it. But I thought she was intimidated by it. But no, she knew how to use it. She jacked it off the wall like the Hulk and then started going all around the kitchen and then into the foyer. And I was like, hey, lady. This is because I'm always concerned that she's going to break her back on the Electrolux because it's just massive and heavy.
Electrolux. That just sounds so. But they still make them, right? The Electroluxes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All the great brands. Hoover, Kirby, Electrolux. Great names of vacuums past.
This thing
got great
is
reviews,
massive.
Though. It's got really, really great reviews. The Dyson. It's got.
Didn't you clean
reviews.
Your home? I think. No, your grill. It might have been 4 years ago with a Dyson vacuum.
I know that I cleaned my. Carla. I think clean the grill with a vacuum cleaner.
I thought it was you.
I don't think it was me. She's not here.
I think she
right
was mad
now.
At you because she said, why would you use that vacuum that's meant for company on
maybe
a, on
you're
a grill?
Right. You have yeah. maybe, you yeah. know what? I'm not yeah. going to, I'm not prepared to sit here and tell you that you're wrong about that.
It's
all
okay
I know
to
is
I
that when
a
I came up to Maine,
okay.
I got a shop vac.
That's what you need. The wet, dry shop vac
sale,
is a
or
a grill.
And I've used that. Sucking up spiders. That's all I've been doing all summer. Sucking up spiders. I got probably 500 brown recluses in that.
She's
you know,
in good health out of outside. And this is sad. She started tearing up before the vacuum incident, saying that she's lonely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Aww,
no?
I see. I feel for her. I can
right?
understand that.
And like, I said, Mom, I was like, you know, you can count Dad out. He's not going to be back for Christmas. So let's be real. Because I'm a realist about this, right?
Do you get pissed at your dad seriously about that?
I do until he sends checks, Mike. I do until he sends checks. I got to be honest with you about that. Like, that really helps.
Is he in contact with her via WhatsApp?
Oh, that's all. He called on WhatsApp while we were there.
Free service, Mike. Yeah, free service.
So you are, she could probably use him around right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, just for the companion. But they don't get along
there
when
are,
he's
there.
Around.
There are two schools of thought here. My brother and I, this is getting real deep for okay. for public consumption.
Right.
My brother and I are slightly annoyed at my father because
okay.
we actually understand that maybe a wife needs her husband during a pandemic.
Sure.
Right. My sister, who is... was it a daddy, like daddy's little girl?
Daddy's little girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She stands up for my father and says he's helping the great nation of Bolivia and for the greater good and his purpose. And Mom and Dad may or may not hate each other. So if they were together, they might be worse off.
At each other.
They might be worse
throats.
Off. Yes. There yes. might be another okay. pandemic within the household.
It is what it is.
But I don't know what the truth is, to be honest with you, because when my mom's there, like, unless she's just losing it, openly weeping, saying she's lonely. And then I'm like, hey, Mom, here's a baguette. I just settle down. So it really.
That's right. If you want to know how Oscar consoles his mother, he goes to a bakery. He goes to the grocery store and gets a giant baguette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And gives her the entire baguette to gnaw on so that.
her emotions will settle down, Mike. Yeah. A little butter in a baguette will fill any soul.
Anytime soon, Dad might be popping back in at
so,
all.
So I asked my dad, because this came off one of those crying jags. I said, hey, Dad, Mom's pretty sad at home. You think you're coming home for the old Turkey Day or Christmas? And he said, well, Scott, there are no international flights let out of Bolivia. I said, is that wow. a hard no? Or like, when is that going to let up?
Wow.
Is that a hard no? Sounds like it to me. He yeah. ain't coming back. You'll see him, you know, tell your mom, get ready, maybe 2021 if she's lucky.
Yeah.
That's the way
lower
I would look
your expectations,
at it.
I would say.
Oh, that's a, hey, I've learned that. It's all about diminished expectations.
Exactly.
Lower the expectations, you'll be perfectly, if you lower your expectations down to the dirt, everything's a pleasant surprise.
Salute.
Yeah. Hi, fam. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Nothing
but hey, guys, I'm Twitch. I'll be your server. What can I get you?
Miniature French toast. Big, fat roast beef sandwich. French fries covered with beef gravy. And cheese curd.
Braised pork belly. And a fish head.
I'm never, ever full.
A lobster roll.
Homemade donuts.
Discount hot dogs.
Tiny, translucent crabs.
Grilled to smoky perfection and nestled inside New England-style bun.
And then they top it with holiday sauce. Whitehall's famous sliced fritters.
Saturday is treat day.
You can find everything you're hungry for through the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com today and order anything on the menu.
Oh, no. I think I still have the rights to that.
That's all.
Well, that's all. Thank you. I walked on it. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice job, Twitch. Appreciate that. Is that Twitch doing the voiceover at the end? Is that? No, that's another guy doing that, I think.
There was a little bit. Twitch was up front, and I think he had a couple words at the end. But his VO skills are good. He's good.
Oh, my God. Who knew? Who knew? Way to go. Mark Riddell, everybody. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to save money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers fixed-rate credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit, so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Woof. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. What's your fee?
Hey,
come
your
on
fee.
Now.
Where's
you
your
gotta
fee?
Talk about your fee, Wade. Anyway, you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you even get your money as soon as the day you apply. I love this service. It's great. Lightstream rocks. I love the website, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're throwing money away. Our listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Here comes the disclaimer. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Perfect. One tank there of air. Is.
Well, I'm glad. I feel bad. I feel bad for your mom because, I mean, I don't know where I would be without my wife and kid during this time.
She's got us. And look, it could be – you talk about first world problems. She's got a cartoon-sized house, at least for one person.
Right.
And I don't threaten her about Leisure World ever since we had that big conversation. So that's
I understand
gone.
That.
And then –
Yeah, but you still have that arrow in your quiver.
No, no, I'm not going to do that to her.
Okay.
Going to the home. Going to the home. Hi-ho to Dario. You're going to the home.
If I can pull the curtain back just a little bit. Yes. Does it suck that my dad's in Latin America? I think he's doing what's honestly keeping him alive is helping people. That's what he's done his
purpose.
Entire life.
Yep.
And he's got purpose.
You hear about it all the time.
He seems like a younger person. I'm actively looking for some purpose on my mom's side. And I'm happy to say that even within all that drama, the first thing we did was we logged on to her election site for the state of Maryland to order her absentee ballot. So that would come hopefully in the next few weeks, so she could get her vote in early.
Awesome.
She's very active in that world, as I told you in the past, that she's driven
people
to the
polls. Tell her to fill it out and drop it off at the polling place.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to happen, Mike, is we're going to do that for her because she's going to fill it out and then we'll drop it off, right?
That's good.
But,
that's a good thing.
So these are the times where I really feel – and if you're out there and you can make a phone call or a FaceTime to any loved one that you just don't engage with on a regular basis, like it would mean the world to them. Because my mom's found friends in Latin America that she talks to online now that just like she races to her little Zoom machine or WhatsApp machine at 4 p.m. every Saturday to talk to all her girlfriends.
That's great.
That's good.
Right?
That's
so,
good.
So
you set that up for her, right?
Yes.
You did that for her. That's good. And as far as that, I think you're right. As far as, you know, we want to set records for voting in America. Yeah. And I think that it's your duty. I've always felt that way. It's a privilege and a duty.
It's a privilege,
to vote. And I think also in these difficult times, if you're worried about your world, help people that you think might need help to get their votes in, too. I think it's a great idea. It's as old as voting is in America. Help other people get the vote in. And look, your mother is not alone. I have moments during these difficult times where I drift off. I sat down with Carla upstairs sleeping and I watched The Notebook the other night.
No.
Do you know how incredibly The Notebook, the chick flick of the sad,
the chickiest schmaltzy, chick flick. Yeah.
Are you
the
mopey? Chickiesy, what was going on?
I just got caught up in it. I just got caught up in it and then woke up the next morning and really was almost going to write a letter to my wife because I felt so lovey-dovey after couple where you've got Jenna Rollins and James Garner is the old couple and she's got dementia so she doesn't remember who he is and he reads the story of their life and it's tears and it's beautiful and she comes and goes and then at the end they lie on the bed together and they die at the same time. Oh my God, how beautiful it is. It's so special. And then I passed out and went to sleep. I wasn't drinking anything. And I thought, woke up in the morning and Carla says something like, did you leave that on? And I'm like, all of that just got sucked out of my body.
Gone.
All that goodwill, all that love just floated away. It floated away. I didn't feel that way anymore. But it's strange time. I am... My viewing habits, my reading habits, we're going to have this author on of this book is going to paperback very soon, Silka's Journey. The author's name is Heather Morris. She will be. When's she coming on, Rob? When am I going to get
tomorrow.
To the interview?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
she's
tomorrow
our first
we're going to talk to this. I've read two of her novels, her historical novels, and the first one was a massive bestseller, number one best-selling author, The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and this one's called Silka's Journey. Her name's Heather Morris, so I've done that, and when I don't have that, when I don't have these wonderful books to read, and I'm in between books, I kind of go squirrely. My love of sports has been diminished by this pandemic. I don't follow my baseball team. I didn't follow my hockey team. I watched maybe 15 seconds of the Caps when they before they got eliminated from the playoffs. I don't watch my golf on TV. You can get into this just malaise. I don't think I'm alone.
I think everybody gets a little swirly. Why do you think, even with the return of sports, and I know golf is especially different with no gallery there, but why do you think it's different for you now? Why do you think you're not drawn to it as you were in the past?
I'm trying to think if I could have a proper answer for you, and I just don't know. For some reason, it is not engaging to me without the crowds.
Does it feel diluted somehow?
It feels like I could probably make up others. I'm drifting away from it. The players are I'm not as familiar as I have been.
It's moving
in the past.
Too fast. The condensed
is that what is
don't
it?
Allow.
Explain that to me.
So look, the NBA is in the middle of their playoffs.
Hard to believe. Already?
Think about it. The seasons are condensed. You got a 60-game season. If you're a baseball fan, you could catch the Red Sox or even the Nationals, let's say for our DC audience. And you're like, it was such a longer season, twice as long, if not more, a little more than that, that you're like, oh, and then catch up and be caught up when, and Mike said this best, I think a couple years ago, he's like, I like postseason hockey.
Right.
Yeah. But you could ramp up to that and then still look in and be like, okay, I'm here for the postseason. The postseason happened so effing quick. There was no ramp up because of the pandemic.
It just doesn't feel right.
Now it's over. You're like, you feel like you missed a whole season, but you only missed like just the sliver that came back and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a regular baseball season? Over 140 games?
160 games.
Yeah, right.
I was gonna say 160, right?
Yeah. So you had 60 games. You have 60 games right now happening.
Right.
In a condensed format.
It just feels weird.
If you miss 2 months or 3 weeks, you've missed more than half the season?
Well, it changes the entire dynamic of the season because in baseball, you know, they say in football, you know, every game is imperative. It counts because there's 16, 17 games. But in baseball, you could go on a losing streak and it doesn't matter.
We're ready for a prediction here?
Yeah.
As usual, the rich get richer. Guess which league is going to be okay?
NFL.
I am watching? And I got addicted to it again. I'm watching Hard Knocks.
How you are.
That is always my precursor to the NFL season. And it's once a week. We all know where it's going to be. That's the
even
connective
more intriguing
tissue
this year
to sport.
You're like, oh it's my just God.
What team are they following this year on Hard Knocks?
They've got, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Which team is it? Oh my God.
Let me add this real quick. It's not about
San Diego Chargers is one of them.
All right.
So I think the LA Rams are the other.
All right. Okay, same stadium, new stadium.
It's Hard Knocks, Los Angeles is what it is.
Oh, neat. Okay, good idea.
So what I want to clarify here, it's not because you're losing or getting out. It's just a different format. And for like my nephew, for example, he calls me after every NBA game.
Okay.
And there's been 4 or 5 in a day. So he's watching these, like this is meant for tweens or Generation Z where they get everything in like an instant gratification.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's working
for
them maybe.
Look at all these playoff games.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow.
They're aware of that. They probably know what the NBA has it together. But as an older fan, I like the length of these sports like hockey and baseball. Mark my words, I think the NFL is going to do just fine because I think we are going to be so ready collectively.
Hungry.
For NFL football. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're very excited because I've been told by the boys that we have a new employee at Podcast Village.
Yes.
Look forward to this. Let me just ask both of you, quirky, not quirky, normal, not normal?
TBD.
We'll take a break to be determined when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. And remember, it's not creepy because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart, socially distance, Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
It's skinny Thank Bill you. Clinton, Mike.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Summer is here, and I love being outside. I'm not, as Bill O'Reilly would say, I'm not what you'd call a lawn guy. Usually, I overpay for someone else to, or I used to. Yeah, not anymore. Anyway, I love Sunday. It's cost effective. Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. I you know, isn't it funny when Rob writes this copy and he still makes me, you know, a man of means? It's so funny. You know, I used to pay. I used to go on the North 40 and pay for that. I don't have any money anymore, Rob. Thank you. Don't write commercials like I do. Get over it,
Rob.
Thank you. Anyway,
it's not 1990 anymore.
I just went to their
website. Let me dream.
Let me tell you about Sunday. I shouldn't yell during a commercial. Their free lawn analysis tool did the rest. Sunday created a custom lawn plan based on soil climate. They look at a satellite picture. Why am I channeling Bill O'Reilly? I don't know what's wrong with me. They take a satellite picture, and then they see it, and they give you all the information. Sunday created a custom lawn plan for me based on soil climate and the lawn. They sent everything needed. All I do is take a very, very easy to use attachment and put it on my garden hose and water my lawn. Takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Fantastic. Best of all, the grass has never looked better. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So, if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit Sunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GETSUNDAY.com, promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday. And we thank you. All right, so you guys mentioned to me that we have a new person floating around Podcast Village.
Not an employee. I would say maybe a burgeoning team member.
Yeah, an associate.
Yeah,
contractor.
The COVID has taken interns away, so we're not able.
Yes.
That's a huge, you know, little tiny things that we don't even
know. It's a little win. Mike, on Friday, we get confirmation for one of the productions we work on. I actually have to talk to our client to make sure that we can divulge us on this program. I just want to make sure. I don't think there'd be a problem, but I just want to confirm.
Right.
So I will not name the client, but just know that they are, like, we're very excited and honored to be working with
Please,
them.
Yes.
So, very good. They have a VIP that's actually in a production in another room that just wrapped up that needed to be on the program on Monday. And they happen to be in Richmond, Virginia. Now, if you get that call, let's say around 2-3 o'clock on Friday, to get to Richmond via FedEx, especially these days, it's hit or miss if they're going to be able to receive the equipment they need for the production on their end, on the remote.
Especially
what
over
you're
a
talking
weekend,
about. Let me just say what Oscar's talking about is producing these podcasts that we do out of Podcast Village, and a last minute request comes in to have a person down there who is equipmentless to do the job properly.
Yes,
and you see it all the time. I mean, you see people that are doing it on their own computers, and then you see people that are properly mic'd up, and the video camera is there for them, and that's what he's talking about. So, in order to do the production, you had to get this stuff down to Richmond, Virginia.
And so I put the bat signal out to our individual team, and one of the senior producer said, I can drive it down on a Sunday to Richmond and then get it back, which is something you want to hear from your team that completely.
Amen.
Right. The sure.
Amen.
And
thank you, Pony.
No. Pony has never done that, but he has been on a call on Sunday. So I do appreciate that. But, you know, he doesn't like driving when it gets dark.
Yeah. He'd have to time it on daylight hours only.
Yeah. Like someone's grandmother.
It's a reentry window. So that wasn't going to work for him. But we had one of our team members, Brittany, step up and say, I'll take it. No problem if no one else can step up. And we actually had a bounty on it, like a cash bounty. I'm going to send you Venmo dollars, or I won't, but you know, Charlie would send you Venmo dollars to go down and we'll pay for gas and just get a white glove service. And I said, you know who would probably do this and they probably would enjoy the 2 hours to just drive and drop something off is a young person that's industrious. Please reach out to Rob Spiewak and ask the Jelly Bean if she's available to drive down, because I heard she's doing jobs Inside and out of her.
Please
work
call her
right?
Julia, not Jelly Bean. Please,
so,
please.
So and the Jelly Bean, for those of you, Mike, if you don't, do you remember the Jelly Bean story?
Yeah, that was her. Yeah. That was her little fake name online when she was trying to sneak online without Robin Carey knowing.
Thank you.
Exactly,
thank you.
And erasing her computer history behind her back.
I remember.
What age?
She was like 8.
All I know is there's so one bad. Time that, and by the way, they all sneak at that age, too. I'm getting that with Michael, too. You know, I'll be sitting there watching TV in the sunroom. All of a sudden, I'll see, what are you doing? Getting an apple? Why did you sneak to get the apple? I don't know. Is it just fun? Maybe. All right, go back to bed.
testing the boundaries. Yeah.
So Julia, it was tapped to do this.
Yeah,
this
no, is, no, I said, please ask Rob to ask Julia if she's available for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, there's two ways to think. One is I've been trying, and Rob knows this, and this is a fact. I've been trying to bring Julia into the fold here or there any way possible. Fair?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so,
very true.
And now that she's not going back to school, I'm like, oh, maybe this is a way to like get her in the reins.
An entree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she knows the area. So it's not going to be like, I don't know directions. She's been to Richmond a zillion times. She knows that.
Yeah. Lived there for a year almost.
So,
yeah.
So who reached out to you to ask?
Maddie texted me and said, do you think Julia would be interested? I said, probably. Here's her number. You can text her. Then Maddie said, you text her. I said, okay. And so I text her and I say, would you like to go?
Hold on a second. Maddie reaches out to you and said, would Julia? And then you said you can text her.
Yeah, because she was not in.
Now, I just want to ask a question. Did you do that because you thought it would be more effective if Maddie reached out directly? Or did you do that just for your overall disinterest in life?
No, far from disinterest. I just thought it would be, you know, she said, do you think Julia would be interested? And the way I read it is that she was texting me because she assumed Julia would be here and I could just ask her. But she wasn't here. So if someone was going to text her, I thought it might as well be her. But it was no problem. I called her.
Where was she?
She was she went to a record store in I think it was Frederick, Maryland. It's Frederick is half distance between one of her friends.
So she's traveling anyways.
Yeah, right? she's out and about.
So just briefly, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. Maddie, what did I say in the office when all this went down? Hold on, are you on?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Okay,
remember,
this is what I said to her. Maddie says Rob says to call Julia, and I said, okay, Maddie, will you tell Rob to be a parent and actually call his daughter and ask his daughter to do something for his workplace? Because that'll be more effective. Because
I don't know that that's being a parent. I think it would also be a certain value in treating her like a grown up and you reaching out if you wanted to hire her.
No, but Rob.
But Oscar.
I look at it as, and if my father calls me to do something for his job that they're willing to pay me for, that means I have to do it. But if
I would think my reverse psychology would be that if my kids at a certain age, if I asked them, there might be a greater chance they would say no than if they got the direct call from you or Rob or somebody at work, because then they'd be like, it's on them. Much greater chance of success to get her to do a task.
Obviously, Mike has had
Mike is Mike's right. I didn't look at it that way. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Rob.
100%.
I looked at it the other
absolutely.
Way. I looked at it the other way. If my father called me.
I'll go so far as to say that's probably why Rob did it that way, because Rob didn't want, Dad, I don't want to do that. You're much more likely to tell your parent, I don't want to do that,
it would have been a professional. It would have been a more professional transaction if PV had reached out. But it worked out. So
in my opinion, I would never say no to my father. So that's the way I look at it.
See, and therein lies the whole work ethic and everything. Where, we grew up. So she did it.
She did it and handled it perfectly.
Oh, the transaction went flawless. Maddie set it up, and she will get her shekels today via Venmo, just right there, cash. And
wonderful.
I asked because I got to connect with a guest yesterday for a test since the package arrived, and I said, "How is the young?" Because you have to ask. I was like, "How is the young lady that dropped off your flyaway pack for the broadcast?" I said she was so gracious and kind. She was she's a VCU student. She knew the area.
I'd put her on the face of this show in a heartbeat.
Right? So sweet. So sweet. Right.
Yeah, we all have good kids.
And I was just very really the whole point of bringing this up, Rob, is she did such a great job. And she has such a great personality that the fact that at that age she can engage with what is a VIP and they can have such great things to say about her, and she's very competent.
Can you text me the VIP when you get a chance?
Yeah, I will.
To know that.
I will.
It's a shame we can't talk about that.
That it filled my heart with joy knowing, well, I already kind of knew that she had her ass together, but just that you could mess that up 10 ways to Sunday.
Oh, there are a million things that could go wrong. But
if it was Diego, he wouldn't have shown up. God bless you, man. I know you're listening right now. Right. Or if it was Dan O'Brien.
If I put this over here?
Dan O'Brien.
Left it on the porch.
You've grown up a lot, but in the first year, you probably would have left it on the wrong stoop and we would have lost $5,000.
Or walked in and said, how about we go out for a cocktail?
But this day, to have someone that really is acting and I would say swinging above her weight class is amazing.
I disagree with that assessment of Dan O'Brien. I think Dan O'Brien would have killed it. I think he would have done a fantastic job. There you are. All right, Debbie Carano O'Brien, there.
That's the Dan O'Brien of today.
Yeah,
he would kill it today.
Okay.
But when he started his internship, he was so scared to mess up, he would have messed up.
I understand. He overthought things. Yes. That's true.
And this is her foray into this world.
That's
so
good.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's so good. I was
Make
very
sure you
proud
text
of her.
Me the VIP. I want to know. All right, very good. Thank you, Kellyanne. Anyway, that's it.
Oh, no.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. This week, we take your fantastic pandemic question. I sneak out of the house dressed as a rock star, and the tragedy that Dan can't have cheese. Listen to Win, only on Cake and Cookie.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
It's the second promo where you're not even featured on.
Yeah, do you hate yourself?
No, it's Katie voices the promos because we like to get a female voice on the show.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. I'm there. I promise. Show. It's a brand new show. Okay. I do at least half of it.
Yeah, I have Twitch help you with those. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. I know you've got some time on your hands, so what are you doing with all the free time? Huh? Are you playing Best Fiends? Mm. Listen. This is the theme song from Best Fiends. Little fiends, lots of levels. Little fiends, fiends and levels. Fiends, little levels and fiends. Getting little slugs that you suck up and you go to a next level. It's exciting.
Mike, Rob, I'm on level 220 right now. And here's the deal. Exciting. It's called Dynamite Downhill, and you have to kill 5 slugs and destroy 14 leafy things. I'm on it.
You can do it. Once you start Best Fiends, you can't stop. Fresh, fun, and cute. I'm cute. It's a blast beating the levels. Best Fiends is great anytime. No bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your Best Fiends. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. You gonna love it just like Rob loves it. I think it is one of the best games you will ever play,
addictive.
And it's great to get through these crazy times we live in.
News.
Whoa. News. What the hell was that? All right, this sounded weird. As expected, Lori Loughlin was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Friday for her role in the college admissions scandal. She admitted making an awful decision and added, quote, "I thought I was acting out of love for my children, but in reality, it only undermined my daughter's abilities and accomplishments." Okay, that's a BS. That to me is just like, you know what I mean? That's not taking enough responsibility.
You've already gotten lucky on the fact that you're getting sentenced during a pandemic. Just shut up. Just shut up and be done with it.
The only reason you're doing is because your daughter didn't have the accomplishments.
Right.
Ooh.
Snap. I wouldn't let her deliver
anything. And look what
equipment.
You did it for. Nothing, because nobody's going to school.
Yeah.
My decision helped, she says, quote, "My decision helped exacerbate existing inequalities in society." Well, that's true. Lori and her husband, Massimo Giannullibli, agreed to a plea deal back in May. She was also fined $150,000 and must do 100 hours of community service. That'll be a cake. Well, you know, I hope they do a deep dive. I'm sorry. Yeah. She pisses me off more than anybody else. They're the ones that fought it and lied about it at the beginning.
Yeah. It annoys me. Prosecutors say Massimo had a more active role in the scheme. He got an additional charge of honest services, wire, and mail fraud. So his sentence is 5 months in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service. Of course, they probably won't get all that time behind bars because house arrest is off the table. They actually will have to go to prison. They are hoping to do their time in California facilities near where they live, but no decision has been made.
Oh, so they actually have to go?
Can we go to the Beverly Hills prison?
The please? Hyatt prison?
That story is just rife with privilege and entitlement in it.
Exactly.
It sounds like, yeah. I hope they do the full day. I hope they get their both sentences mm-hmm. in full. 5 months for him. Go for
it. And I hope that their community service is picking up trash. I don't want to see them speaking to elementary school students.
Thank
I want to
you.
See them picking up trash.
Amen. Always, always tell the truth, children. Lori Loughlin, ladies and gentlemen. There she is from Full House. Yeah. In these tumultuous times, Americans are turning by the millions to the sweet, soothing sounds of Matthew McConaughey. All right. You've probably heard of a meditation and relaxation app called Calm. Yeah, they advertise it on TV. Well, several celebrities have lent their voices to it, and nobody gets the job done quite like Matthew. He'd relax me. I like his voice.
Yeah.
He narrates a story called Wonder. And it's been downloaded more than 11 million times since 2018. As a Calm exec says, there's been an across-the-board increase in usage of the app since the quarantine. Take a little time with me right now. Let me tell you all about Wonder. Oh, my God, Wonder. Yes, and when I did that Lincoln commercial, I was rolling a ball of snot between my fingers. Thank you. The Food Network. Here we go, idiots. Ready? For the American public? Here we go. The Food Network is developing a competition show called Candyland that's hosted by Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah. And it's based on the kids' game. Yeah. It is.
The worst board game ever.
Stupid. Simple, though. Like, idiot simple.
Oh, yeah.
Here's how it'll work. Five groups of cake and sugar artists will compete for a chance to win $25,000. The Food Network, Rob Spiewak,
yes.
back in the day, used to be a place you could go to learn about how to make food.
That's it.
And what restaurants to go to and that type of stuff. The
right.
Food Network switched to the competition format in total when a bunch of suits decided that sold and then the American public lapped it up.
Right.
They'll have to make their way through some kind of candy land to get different flavors and unique ingredients on their way to King's Candy's castles.
You know what's sad? I'll look in on it because I'll hate watch that. I will hate watch that show.
Is it Brondo? In Idiocracy that has electrolytes.
It has electrolytes.
Brondo's good for you because it has electrolytes.
You should drink water. Like you mean like out the toilet?
That's a great line in that, Idiocracy. Someone found an old magazine article from the 50s, and this is funny.
Okay.
I did a dive. I didn't have time to get it all. I just have the highlights. If we could find the entire article, it might be great. It's called 129 Ways to Get a Husband from the 50s.
Mm.
And a lot of the suggestions are just ridiculous and sexist. But check this out. They're all from a 1958 issue of the women's magazine McCall's, which went out of print in 2002. Here are a few bad pieces of advice on how to find a guy, all right?
All right.
And I got eight of them here. Eight is the funniest. Number one, get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store.
Really great.
That's just so funny. Number two, get lost at a football game.
What
section is this? If only there was a sign.
Please try to find this if you can.
So crazy.
Don't take a job at a company run mostly by women. Well, in the 50s, those weren't easy to find anyway.
That's true.
Number four, learn to paint, then set up an easel outside an engineering school.
God.
Number five, read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Oh, that's so dark. That is messed up.
Number six, wear a Band-Aid. People always ask what happened.
I love this.
Number seven, stand in a corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he'll come over to find out what's wrong. Yeah.
That worked for Pony.
And this is, number eight's not the funniest. It's the one that makes the least sense.
Okay, all right.
Number eight is get a sunburn. I don't get it.
What?
Because you're out and about?
I don't get it. It don't make no sense to me. I just don't get it. All right, a couple of pandemic things. Here we are.
Good.
The pandemic has led to a major plastic surgery boom. Doctors say people are getting surgery now because with no place to go, they'll have time to stay home and heal. I guess if we get the bucks, that's absolutely true. That makes complete sense. And a big swingers festival in the UK is still happening this weekend, but sex is banned because of the coronavirus. So people in attendance just have to enjoy non-sexual activities and conversations. I'll pass on that.
You know what'd be good at that, Mike, is get a sunburn.
Hey, Oscar, I hope this bodes well for me this week. With fewer cars out during the pandemic, yet another record has been set in the Cannonball Run, New York to L.A., as fast as possible. Two guys did it in just 25 hours, 39 minutes.
Oh, my God.
In an Audi modified to look like a cop car. Their average speed was around 110 miles per hour.
That is amazing.
So I hope that when I get to all of you guys on Wednesday, I hope
that
works.
This is where you're going to have a problem, Mike. I'll just tell you right now.
Yeah,
right, Boston in New York.
You think so?
Because there are a lot of people on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I did well
coming up. I hope I do well
going
back.
It bodes well for
the
economy. A lot has changed in those 2 months.
By the way, I got everybody up here saying don't go. So I'm hoping that maybe there aren't a lot of people on the road. We'll have to wait and see. A 27-year-old, little something-something now, 27-year-old guy named Herbert McClellan went to a Speedway gas station in Clearwater, Florida around 2 a.m. last Tuesday, and when the clerk was distracted, he reached over the counter and stole $102 worth of lottery scratchies. Then he came back to the store a few hours later to cash the $30 prize he'd won on one of them. He went back to the same store. The employees immediately recognized him as the guy who'd stolen the lottery tickets. A few hours later, he went back. So they called the cops. Herbert was arrested for, I love this charge, petite theft. It's a little larceny. Bonjour.
Nice. Hello.
Oh, mon ami, Pepe Le Pew, you have petite theft. Petite theft and dealing in stolen property. Herbert will have to delay his plans to buy a chocolate pie a mile wide. There you go. I'll get a chocolate pie. That's it. We got to take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Oh. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Thanks, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Monday. Yes, Monday. Fun day. Go outside and get a little Sunday. It's a big take the money and run day. Just ask the very handsome Steve Miller. You're listening to him right now.
Yes.
He had a band, you know. It was called... Oh, never mind. Anyway. If you did... I read that the right way, didn't
I? Perfect. Nailed it.
Anyway, if you did take the money and run, use that money wisely. Invest in a proven product with a great return. But a few shares... Buy a few shares, sorry, of the Mike O'Mara Show. The TMOS bonus show, please.
Yes,
I didn't read that correctly. Let me rewind.
Okay.
Buy a few shares of the TMOS bonus show. It's coming up this Friday, and we all know it's a cotton pick and smash. So, here's the story, Maury. For just a pittance, you get this week's show, plus unlimited access. You know the deal. It's great. Click the banner ad at the MichaelMarishow.com. MichaelMarishow.com. That's all you have to do. A subscription might cure your herpetic sores. Oh, God.
It might. It might.
It's your passport to the Asport. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. I had trouble with the second part of this. And now back to a very special episode of HR Puffin Stuff, already in progress. Thank you. Wonderful show.
Sid and Marty Croft, Mike.
Yeah, the Croft boys.
I know one of these days you and I are going to go to the Kentucky Derby, but it won't be this year, Mike, because they announced that when they run it on September 5th, there will not be fans in attendance. They were going to have people.
You're going to go. I don't get to go anymore. I don't support that.
You're not
and
a
I don't
colonel?
Have that. I don't know. That was that one and done guy. That was Tab.
But I bet
Tab
if you,
who divorced this show, and it was an ugly divorce, Tab. It was an ugly divorce because you like Trump.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
I don't think he liked Trump.
Yeah, I don't think he liked Trump.
Said he was a lifelong Republican. He sent me a personal message.
I did not know that.
Are you still in contact with him?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I don't know.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Yeah, but I didn't know you guys had a falling out because of that.
No, I didn't know that.
Since politics.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He came out. He was honest enough to tell me it was about politics. Right. I don't know if it was specifically Trump, but he said he didn't like the way I talked about it. So
I'm sorry, Jay.
Well, speaking of Trump, have you heard the tape from the Washington Post of his sister, Marianne Trump Barry?
No.
Oh, this is...
Wait a minute. I did listen to some of these over the weekend. This is the real deal. This is Trump's sister talking about him. Amazing.
And I didn't realize she was a federal judge that was appointed by Ronald Reagan back in the day. So she's actually a very, very, you know, credible person. This is her talking about her brother. I apologize about the audio quality, but you can hear it pretty okay.
I know we didn't get him to college. And he went to Fordham for 1 year, and then he got into University of Pennsylvania. I guess he had somebody take the exams. No way. SATs or whatever. That's what I believe. I even remember the name.
She believes that he had someone take his exams for him.
She says, I even remember the name.
Where is this video? I mean, how old is this? Where did it come from? Just
from the Washington Post.
No, I
isn't this the niece that got the audio tape?
Right? Mm-hmm. Was it taped this in 2020? It sounds terrible. I'm just asking. Where the tape is from?
It's from the niece that wrote the book. And so I'm sure it's almost like a surveillance recorder, like, you know, like what, maybe even a micro cassette, but it is an actual tape.
Do you think someone would care a little bit more about the fidelity of what they're capturing? It sounds
like everybody, not everybody is us.
That was terrible.
It goes on. There's a lot of stuff that that's Don Donald is out for Donald. Yeah. She does this whole thing.
It's from her book.
Sister.
Yeah. No, by the way, the book was a niece, right?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Yep, she interviewed. That's crazy.
Let's close with it, Mike. You know, there's horrible wildfires out in Northern California.
Yeah, our heart goes out to everybody out there dealing with that right now. Hang in there. Every year now, it seems you folks are dealing with that. Please stay as safe as
scary.
You can.
This story is actually quite a happy ending. He didn't have any water. This gentleman didn't realize the fire was going to broach his property so quickly. He didn't have water prepared. He called the fire department. They were on the way. But the only way he could fight the fire was with cans of Bud Light.
I didn't have any water. I had one barrel with like a little bit of water in it. And I tried using that. It didn't work. When I ripped up the sheet metal, it had a nail. So I was just shaking it up, popping it, and just spraying and throwing it down, grabbing another one. And my buddies always tease me about, drinking water beer. And I say, hey, save mine, my shop.
Saved his shop. But the problem is now the wildfire has bad farts. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Wow. Have a good Monday, everybody. Wow. Bud Light gets every time.
We got to get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we are dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Need assistance? Ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. Just don't ask him to drive at night.
No.
If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at mikeomarashow.com. It means more than you know. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, I don't get the brain man cold.
Hey, what happened?
Good morning!
Off you go.